I'm here with General Raimunds Graube, the commander of Latvia's armed forces. What is it that Latvia gains from exercises like today's?
Actually, definitely there are two main gains or benefits. First of all, we are together. It shows NATO presence on Latvian and Baltic soil, and it's very important to have our friends in a situation where we are considering a little bit different from what we had a year or two ago. It's good signal, it's good to have very welcome all our NATO friends and members of NATO alliance and European Union as well. And second, of course, it's practical. You can see our soldiers are working side by side, having fun, having exercises and exchanging techniques, tactics, everything what professional soldiers supposed to be able to exchange, let's say, and support each other. So it's important. They're getting friends and getting professional knowledge as well.
That's something that's very striking today, is the good feeling, you know, sort of friendly feeling. Often when we're talking about military exercises, people have the idea that it's very, you know, serious, no one's allowed to smile, but everyone seems to be cooperating in a very light-hearted way today.
Yeah, indeed, because definitely they're helping each other, even by advice. You can see American from California, Canadian from Winnipeg with minus 40 in average temperature somewhere up north, and Latvians and something between. So definitely there's something to say each other, to help each other, and how to behave, how to be in the water, the cold water in the winter time. So yeah, it's part of soldier friendship and camaraderie.
And Latvia has these winter trainings every year, but this is what you might say is a sort of conventional sort of training. If we're now facing this hybrid war threat, how do we need to develop new training programs to cope with that?
Yes, some sense, because hybrid warfare more means more ability to help, let's say, agencies and police, for instance, others who are responsible for the work in the peacetime conditions. Yeah, of course, militaries are trained for military tasks, and police does police job and border guard as well, and some others, such as rescue, for instance, other agencies. So, yes, of course, in hybrid warfare scenarios, defense system soldiers have to be more adapted to these peacetime tasks more than probably in wartime, pure wartime conventional conditions.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.